Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Understanding Data Types. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Core Data Concepts in the Data Analytics for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the differences between qualitative and quantitative data, the various data collection methods such as surveys and interviews, and the importance of selecting appropriate data types for your analysis. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between different data types and understand their implications for data collection and analysis. Main content: qualitative versus quantitative data. Understanding the distinction between qualitative and quantitative data is vital for effective data analysis. Qualitative data refers to non-numerical information that describes qualities or characteristics. This type of data is often subjective and can be categorized based on traits or labels. For instance, in the financial services sector, customer feedback about their experience with a banking service would be qualitative data. It provides insights into customer satisfaction, preferences, and emotional responses, enriching your understanding of client experiences. Quantitative data, on the other hand, is numerical and can be measured and analyzed statistically. This data type allows for a more objective assessment and is often used for drawing comparisons and trends. An example of quantitative data in the financial sector could be the number of transactions processed in a month or the average account balance of customers. By utilizing quantitative data, businesses can derive actionable insights, such as identifying peak transaction periods or evaluating the effectiveness of marketing strategies. Understanding these two types of data helps you decide which one to focus on depending on the research question or business objective at hand. Data collection methods: surveys, interviews, and transactional data. Once you understand the types of data, the next step is to consider how you can collect this data effectively. Surveys are a common method of gathering data, especially qualitative data. Surveys can be distributed in various formats, including online forms or paper questionnaires. For instance, a fintech company might use surveys to gather customer feedback on a new feature of their mobile app. The responses can provide valuable insights into customer preferences and areas for improvement. Interviews provide another avenue for collecting qualitative data. They allow for deeper exploration of respondents' thoughts and experiences. Conducting interviews with clients can reveal detailed insights that surveys may not fully capture. For example, an interview with a corporate client about their experience with financial services can uncover nuanced challenges that they face, enabling the company to tailor their offerings more effectively. Transactional data represents a rich source of quantitative data. This type of data is generated from the transactions that take place within a business. In a financial services context, transactional data might include details such as the amount of money transferred, transaction frequency, and payment methods used. Analyzing this data allows companies to identify trends, such as peak transaction times, customer spending habits, and potential areas of risk. Choosing the right method of data collection is crucial, as it directly impacts the quality of the data gathered and the insights derived from it. Importance of selecting appropriate data types. Selecting the appropriate data type is essential for effective analysis and decision making. The data you choose to work with can influence your findings and ultimately affect business outcomes. Using qualitative data can provide context and depth to your analysis, allowing you to understand the why behind customer behaviors. Conversely, quantitative data can help you quantify trends and validate hypotheses through statistical analysis. For example, if a fintech company wants to improve its customer service, qualitative feedback from surveys and interviews can highlight specific issues that customers face. Simultaneously, quantitative data from transaction analysis can reveal patterns in customer interactions, such as frequent complaints about wait times. By analyzing both data types together, the company can develop a more comprehensive strategy to enhance its service offerings. In conclusion, understanding the different types of data and their collection methods will empower you to make informed decisions based on comprehensive insights. Selecting the right data type serves as the foundation for any successful analysis in the financial services industry. Conclusion: in this lesson, we discussed the key differences between qualitative and quantitative data, explored various data collection methods including surveys, interviews, and transactional data, and emphasized the importance of selecting the appropriate data types for analysis. By understanding these concepts, you are better equipped to gather and analyze data effectively, ultimately leading to better decision-making in your organization. Reflection questions: how can qualitative data help improve customer service in your organization? What are some examples of quantitative data you could collect to enhance your business strategies? Reflect on how selecting the right data type can influence the outcomes of a business decision you have made. Word count: 1061.